You've heard of unconditional love, but have you heard of the secret to unconditional happiness and allowing more into your life? More wealth, more success, and more love. More freedom in your life right now. Welcome to the Happy Bar with Israel Savage.
Perhaps you know what it is that you want, and you would like more of the things that you want to flow into your life. There are two primary components that are in play with every desire that we have, every goal that we want to accomplish. And the two primary universal components are these: asking and receiving. And the ratio between the two optimally is around 10% and 90%. 10% asking, 90% receiving. But usually we have that flipped and we spend 90% of our time asking and 10% receiving. And that's why every now and then we'll get just a little of what we want. Just a little will make its way into our consciousness, into our lives. And so what I'd like for us to do is look for ways to receive more. Every desire that we've ever had is flowing to us through multiple paths. But are we in a place where we can notice the ideas, the inspirations, the people that we rendezvous with? Are we in a place where we can receive all of this fantastic information that is earmarked for us to get us from where we are to our desire in the fastest way possible? One way that we can increase and grow our ability to receive is by giving. Now, you've heard before things like it's better to give than receive. And I want to clarify just a little bit the way that that's normally interpreted. I don't believe that giving is better than receiving or receiving is better than giving. Vibrationally speaking, they are the same, because both are frequencies of allowing, of flow. They are working together hand in hand. And so when you are in a place of giving, you have also raised your vibration, opened yourself up to a frequency of receiving. That's why if you desire more love in your life, then give love, or really give anything. Any frequency of giving is going to put you in a more receptive mode for all of your desires. And the desires that will start to flow to you, that will start to manifest physically, will be at first those that you have the least amount of resistance toward. What is resistance? Comes in many forms. One way that we experience resistance is in doubt or disbelief that this can happen, or that it can happen easily. We have a predetermined way in which we will accept the gift of whatever it is that our desire is. It must come to me this way because I don't believe it can come to me in any other way. And so if you can put yourself in a place of giving, give love, for instance, then you will be in a place of receiving it back. You will be in a more open place. I enjoy teaching, and one of the primary reasons I enjoy it is because for me it's all about giving. And when I'm in that giving place, in that giving frequency, I have opened up myself in my own life to receiving more. I've started to change those percentages. We get so hung up on asking because we believe that if I ask hard enough and strong enough, then it will come to me. But unfortunately, we are treating the universe and universal laws like our parents. If we just wear our parents down, then we'll get what we want. And the universe just doesn't respond that way. You see, by asking and asking and asking and asking, what I am saying to the universe, because the universe responds to what we mean, not the words that we use. And so underneath all of that asking is a belief that it is not coming, that it is not already mine. And so I am reminding myself that I don't have the thing that I want. And what you focus on, you bring more of into your life. And so I am tuning myself into the vibration of not having the thing that I want. And we know that the law of attraction, one of our universal laws, it doesn't discriminate. Whatever you focus on, you get more of. And so if I focus on the lack of having something by asking over and over and over again, then I'm going to get more of that feeling of lack in my life, of not having the thing that I want. The truth is, just by moving through life, we are experiencing things we don't want. You might call this contrasting experiences. And just by living life, we are clarifying what it is that we do want. And in essence, the second that we experience something we don't want and clarify something we do want, we have asked for what we do want. And by the time we are conscious enough to ask for something verbally, it has already been queued up for us in our vibrational wellspring. And there are hundreds of paths from where we are to that thing, to that person, to that event that we want to flow into our lives that have been created, that have been lighted up for us. The question is, do we see them? The better question, the more revealing question is, do we receive them? And so as we start to train ourselves, as we start to flip the script, take our attention from asking and turn it toward receiving, putting ourselves in situations where we are looking for better and better feeling thoughts. One way to do that is simply by giving.
If you liked what you just heard, then take inspired action now. That's right, act while you are feeling good. And build on your momentum. Schedule your free discovery call with me at instudios-nyc.com/happybar.